Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Heads up. Heads up, PrisonPlanet.tv members. In T-minus 7.5 minutes, we're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the radio show. We'll then morph into a TV show for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Continuing with open phones today, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to break down some basics on eugenics and vampiric robots. Yes, you heard me right. Vampiric robots. Vampire robots. Look, truth stranger than fiction. It's AP, it's Reuters, it's Fox News. They got to fund themselves on your dead bodies. That's how they feed. Zombie robots. I can't handle it. God, these people we're fighting are so psychopathic, so evil. They invent new evils every day. I mean, I would never have thought of that. They fund themselves on our dead bodies. But actually, that is the Matrix. And the Army report from 68, declassified in January of 2000, which they then admitted that the Wachowski brothers had seen parts of before it was declassified. I guess the Army did say we would be batteries in hive tanks. And since perception is reality, we would all be hooked into these group hive tanks, and that our own body heat would run the computers that would give us rapture-like happiness. Philip K. Dick, you know, got raided and had his safe blown open by the feds, because when he wrote about all that, the feds flipped out in the 70s and thought he'd been given classified info. I've talked to folks very close to the Dick estate. I'll just leave it at that. I have a video clip. Tommy Pilato was telling me about that a few years ago, about talking to Dick's daughters and about some of the feds and things and why they raided him. But now we know why, because so much of what Dick's books were about, he had just envisioned, almost psychically, many believe, and then that's actually what their program was. But regardless, the government plans to put us all in tanks. That's full-spectrum dominance. You see those tanks in Matrix? That's a Pentagon full-spectrum dominance plan, because no one can resist them worldwide if we're all in tanks, including the military. Hey, I know you feel like you just fell into the Twilight Zone. I'm only covering what they're saying they're going to do. I mean, I'm not even saying they'll get away with it. These people are nuts. I mean, when I read Fox News headline, robots to feed off human flesh, attack killer robots, I guess I hadn't seen that in government documents before. I was thinking that's something entirely new. I guess it's not. It's just, instead of keeping you in a tank and your body heat feeding them, they're just going to kill you and then feed on your flesh. And it's got a little bioconverter that does that. You got to admit, that's a very liberal thing. That's it's like David Rothschild has a boat he sails around the world on that's powered by human waste. And he's very proud on TV as he gets up on the toilet and brags how he's doing it. See, it's all about how we're going to eat ourselves. Soylent Green is made out of people, but they're going to artificially shut off the resources to where we're basically forced into that type situation. Shutting down the resources. So we will take your calls on these subjects and a lot more coming up. In fact, you know, I just had this idea to get back into eugenics, and there's so many facets. You guys print me the story that Paul wrote about Obama's science czar wants to plan to sterilize people through the water, already happening. I think that's kind of an important article. You know, major universities are finding that there's higher levels of hormones in the water than even should be from runoff. Water coming out of aquifers in major cities that isn't involved in runoff, has it added? It's for your own good to save the earth. You like living in a petri dish? You like the egg head, chicken necks running everything? You like the little power trips they're on? So this is the revenge of the nerds. You think the nerds, oh, the nerds didn't like not being cool in high school. But see, now they get to sit back and watch you and your family die. They got the power now. We'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with the real revenge of the nerds.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into the second hour of this four-hour transmission. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, I also do a Sunday radio show, an abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, since last Sunday, on Sunday and then Monday show, I have been predominantly suspending my regularly scheduled radio transmissions and issues and covering eugenics, because eugenics was not just the dominant scientific thought of the Western world 100 years ago or 70 years ago or even 50 years ago. It is hyper-dominant today. So I want to show folks this article right here by Paul Joseph Watson. And if you go read the story at PrisonPlanet.com, it is the most detailed out there. Since we began covering this over the weekend, WorldNet Daily, And even some mainstream newspapers have picked up on the story. Fox News has covered it. So have some other national cable TV news networks. Obama's science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control measures. And this is John Holdren, the science czar over roughly 90% of technological and scientific development in the United States. And that's really an old number. With the feds taking over Chrysler and GM, it's even more. But right at 90% of technological research at universities and private institutions is federally funded with taxpayer money. And he wrote a policy book. He's also been the head of technology for Harvard and other institutions. He also was high level at MIT at the time of writing the book. And he wrote it with one of George Bush's top science advisors. And the book is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have much of it scanned in. And the book is Eco-Science, Population, Resources, and Environment. Paul R. Ehrlich, one of George Bush's top advisors, co-wrote it with his wife, Ann H. Ehrlich, and with Obama's chief science advisor, John P. Holdren. Now, every claim we make in this detailed 18-page article is documented by scans of the pages that are up on the site. And every claim we make, every quote we read, we have his actual book. Now, that said, I'm all about shattering the left-right paradigm. I'm all about getting past the fact that big offshore banks control both parties. So getting past liberal and conservative debates and realizing that both parties are bought and paid for by offshore interest. Now, and perhaps you should link to this story. Paul Watson's got it up on PrisonPlanet.com. He wrote a story about supposed left-wing website, NewsHounds, attacked us, said it was all a right-wing, made-up figment of our imagination that we have no proof, and then linked to PrisonPlanet.com and called us black helicopter kooks. Now, this is an example of mind control. Do the folks over at these liberal sites, not just NewsHounds, that are attacking us, do they really believe what they're saying? I mean, we scan the book. We have the book. We're nonpartisan. We're known for being nonpartisan. I cut my teeth going after Clinton as a globalist, then after George W. Bush, and now after Barack H. Obama. These guys are just puppets. We spend all day, every day, explaining they're just front men who read off teleprompters. And we explain how you've always got to make it left-wing or right-wing. The right-wing, when they're out of power, gets to blame the whole system on the left. And when the left's out of power, they blame it on the right-wing. When both parties are two wings on the same bird of prey, known as the globalist, the scientific dictatorship. So there's this issue of denial. Now, John P. Holdren is Obama's appointee, but Congress and George W. Bush, in the last 8 years, had his co-author as one of their chief advisors. And we said that in the article. We've said that in our other articles. We wrote another article yesterday with his own quotes. And this is a policy report to academia and government, a textbook, a plan, a program that we see mirrored in United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, passed as UN Law 1996, State Department Memorandum 200, CIA Memorandum 200, declassified 92, made U.S. official policy of the executive in 1973. I just sourced it for you, saying they use war, famine, sterilization, all of this to reduce world's population. I mean, whether you're for this or against it, you should know this is going on. I mean, I keep going back to this article. There's scores of these, and I played you the ABC News clip a few days ago where they said, oh, the world's elite, Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and Bill Gates, and they've given over 130-something billion. They all met in secret, and they discussed how they want to help the poor. And then the group actually, Rockefeller University that ran the meeting, actually gave an interview to the Times of London and said, oh, no, it was about how to reduce population. There's the headline, Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. So U.S. media just said, oh, it's the good group. That's the name they call it, the good group. Not the Bilderberg group, not the CFR, not a Bilderberg group steering meeting, which it really was. It's the good group. So Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. And they go over the world government and how a world government's needed to carry this out. I mean, this is one of the biggest newspapers in the world. The Times of London is in the top three biggest newspapers in the world. You can debate whether it's New York Times, Times of London, or London Guardian, who is the biggest, but it's one of those three. I mean, this newspaper exists. I want news hounds and others attacking me to know. I mean, I'm giving you Holdren's book. I've given you the scans. I've given you the quotes and what page they're on and posted the page for you, and you just say I'm lying and making it up. Do you really believe the lies you're telling, or are you delusional? I mean, is it fun to call me a tinfoil hat-wearing black helicopter pilot? I mean, I remember making Endgame 2 years ago, interviewing the heir to the Rothschild fortune, and I said, your carbon tax is a tax. You're planning to do home inspections, tax everything we do. That's in the UN documents. And he said, no, it's not. It's not a tax. You're a liar. And I said, sir, you all know it's a tax now. I mean, we can't live in this denial. Saying this doesn't exist doesn't stop it from being real. Perception is not reality. You can be wearing a virtual reality helmet that shows that you're walking on clouds and that there's bluebirds flying past you and angels playing harps. But if you walk off a 500-foot cliff and fall onto spikes below, you're going to die. You can be wearing the virtual reality headset. And that's what this mainstream media and all this culture is a false projection of what reality is, that Saddam has WMDs, and that 19 hijackers from a cave made NORAD stand down and carried out 9/11 and magic passports in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and in New York fell from the sky unburned and were found. That's false reality. That mercury is good for you is false reality. I have CBS News. I have MSNBC saying mercury and lead are now vitamins for your children. I mean, that's Monty Python humor, it sounds like, of some nightmare crazy future. But it's not. I have these newscasts, scores of them. We played them many times. In fact, I might even get to them later. I do want to play a short clip, though, of MSNBC with Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipping out over 1 million injections of Factor VIII blood drug, knowing all of the shots had HIV and hepatitis in them and would kill everybody that took it. And their own documents came out in court cases that they knew it and did it. Not because they wanted money. It was because they wanted to kill hemophiliacs. Bayer is a Nazi company. So is IG Farben. I assure you World War II existed. I assure you Hitler existed. I assure news hounds that this isn't a joke. You know, people always make fun of the Germans who didn't believe that Hitler had death camps. And that's why the generals made the Germans pile up the dead bodies themselves and burn them, the local townsfolk who were in denial. I believe that they didn't think it was going on. I mean, CPS here in Austin kidnaps hundreds of children every week and takes them to facilities where they admittedly rape them, and they're 5 to 7 times more likely to be abused, and it comes out in the news all over the country. Pedophiles run these facilities, and no one gets in trouble. And the general public's in denial about that. I mean, you've got rape camps. I mean, half the prisons around Austin have been shut down, and new companies have gotten the contracts because they film porno movies raping the kids and women at them. There'll be a blurb in the newspaper about it. I mean, we're living in the middle of a nightmare. But it's been incrementally kind of a background noise of tyranny and death and genocide and soft kill weapons slowly being turned up to now it's at just a huge bellowing cacophony of sound and corruption and murder and tyranny, and people can't even hear the tyranny. It's so loud. We're going to break down the eugenics and the master plan after this quick break, get into the latest developments This is key information. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $935.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $962.47, $481.24 for a half ounce, or $240.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $962.47, $481.24, and $240.62.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Counting on being so bold, so over the top, so outrageous, drugging your food, your water, putting poisons and toxins in the air by design, as Holdren's now in the AP and Reuters. By the way, we finally found a video of him at that science conference. No one had it. I was up until 1 in the morning, and the guys were up even later, so they're not here. The minute that Watson and Aaron come in, are they in yet? Yeah, Rob and Aaron Watson isn't in this office. Watson's writing the articles. The minute they get in, send that to Watson. In fact, I meant to put that on your desk. Will you call them and see when they're getting in? I want to play that during this hour before things run out of time. You know, that's the problem here going over this evidence is there's just so much. I don't just have AP and Reuters with Holdren saying spray the atmosphere with aluminum dioxide and barium salts that cause all these degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's. I now have a video of him at the press conference. It's just totally insane. All of it is just totally insane. It's all off the charts. Okay, let me just go over the basic facts here. The mindsets of these people. Some of the documents you want to read are State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. Books written by people like Holdren, Ecoscience, Population, Resources, and Environment. If I Was an Animal, written by His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. Books written by Jacques Cousteau, books written by Ted Turner, statements by Ted Turner saying kill 80% of the useless feeders, statements by Hitler. I also put into the record Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, by Adolf Alois Hitler. He talks about it all there, and thanks American eugenicist, and lists them by name, saying that their books are his Bible, and that he hails the United States, his true source of encouragement. We get all the credit. And I just want to tell news hounds and others attacking me, Hitler existed, even if you say he didn't. Well, Hitler did exist. And giggling, yuppie, smirking about this doesn't change it. Okay. There's just a few of the sources. Paul Watson's 18-page report. Also, the other report, Obama Science Czar plan to sterilize population through water supply already happening. We'll put that up on screen for you as well here at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here are some of the notes I wrote before I went on air, of just areas I want to discuss dealing with this. History, the flu, the forced flu shots, how that ties into that, how we're under a microscope, how we're basically lab rats in this controlled, engineered society under the globalist control, how it's a scientific dictatorship. Some of the top global planners that have been openly talking about killing the majority of us that have gotten attention. How this is so horrible, people have trouble facing it and dealing with it. And the mindset of the elites and how in their own internal documents, this has nothing to do with the environment and the earth. They want a manageable group of people to deal with, and it's all part of being the priest of power, deciding who lives and who dies, and exterminating the majority of the world population, including the most intelligent. Unless you're part of the elite families, you are dead. You are to be hunted down and killed. So we will go through all this in the long segment coming up. But I do want to direct everybody to the quotes of John P. Holdren in his government textbook. Forcibly and unknowingly sterilizing the entire population by adding infertility drugs, legalizing compulsory abortions, i.e. forced abortions, carried out against the will of the pregnant women, as is commonplace in communist China, which is funded by the U.S. to do this, where women who have already had one child and refuse to abort the second are kidnapped off the street by the authorities before a procedure is carried out to forcibly abort the baby. Babies are then many times actually kept alive and sold for medical experiments and then killed. And people worry about them killing monkeys and apes. Hell, they got babies, baby. Remember, Hitler also thanks in his speeches and books in Mein Kampf the United States for the concentration camp plan adopted from the British of putting people in camps and starving them to death and using bioweapon attacks. Holdren's also part of the Pugwash Society set up by Nobel Prize-winning eugenicist Bertrand Russell, where he says we can't nuke countries when they hit us with bioweapons, because the bio attacks will actually be good to reduce our numbers, because they're planning to release bioweapons, claim a third world country did it, and they don't want to have a nuclear war that might actually hurt the elite. So they're getting you ready for your death. And Dr. Pianka, I have him here in the quotes, when he got questioned about wanting to kill 90% of us with airborne Ebola in 1996, he said, well, yes, and me and my family are ready to die too. You know, we're ready to kill ourselves, basically.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dynamic. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. All right, let me continue getting to the news. Eugenics, and I'm going to get into more of the scientific angles of it and their larger plans here in a moment, but eugenics is also about propagandizing the public to hate themselves, to think that the development is bad, private property is bad. Under eugenics, the family is bad because you owe allegiance to your family. You'll stand up for your family, not to the state. We posted scores of textbook links and articles where they say the family's a disease, the family's got to be eradicated, all families are mentally ill. And you look at the communist Chinese model where they're basically eradicating the family. Here's just the last few days, without even looking, where they're demonizing the family. Does having children make you unhappy? This is out of the New York Times. And it says children are basically bad. When you read the article, it quotes the Journal of British Psychological Association saying the family is basically not good and is terrible. Now, I randomly just picked up an Atlantic Monthly last weekend. Half the magazine is global warming tax propaganda and world government tax propaganda. We covered that a few days ago. But on page 116, let's call the whole thing off. This author is ending her marriage. Isn't it time you did the same? And it says marriage is bad and sucks and family's bad. I mean, these people are sick. So they always wanted to tear down family. They want to get you cornered by yourself So when they euthanize your butt, nobody's there to stand up for you. Okay? And then look, half the pages. Here's an oil company supporting global greenhouse taxes, Dutch Royal Shell. And it, I mean, it's literally half the magazine. It is just unspeakable propaganda. And then they've got an article in here about how they want to chemtrail the public. And who is proposing that? Obama's climate czar is taking his orders from Mr. Holdren, John P. Holdren, the guy calling for the eugenics. And by the way, people say, oh, well, he wrote that textbook a long time ago calling for exterminating the majority of the population and sterilizing everybody. He wrote that a long time ago. Here he is in a mainstream news interview with displaying the book in his office proudly, Ecoscience, on the wall. Right there. There's the book. It's just so sick. And again, here's the Wall Street Journal saying terraform things. And who's the guy that says this? Him. Holdren. Holdren is now saying, oh, we're going to spray aluminum dioxide on you to manipulate the weather to save the earth. And then all these scientists go, wait a minute, that causes brain damage. And then, by the way, they've already been doing this program for decades. And then same article in here. It's just everywhere. We are swimming in it. Don't have kids. Don't have a family. Family's bad. Go out and party. Take drugs. Have a good time. Now, look at this article. This is out of Fox News. What does this have to do with eugenics? I'm going to explain it all to you in a moment. It is the key. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. Shouldn't the headline be vampire robot to power itself on human flesh? Intergenetically autonomous tactical robot, or the Eater. What a nice name, the Eater. You can make a nice horror movie called Eaters with the robots that, you know, feed off human flesh. That's Fox News. It's also in the Associated Press. What does that have to do with this little article out of the BBC? Foot and mouth vial went missing. Oh, that's a photo of thousands of dead cows burning in apocalyptic fashion with their legs sticking up in the flames, smoking. What does that have to do with the headlines today about how they're preparing for forced inoculations of the American people and the British people? And this doesn't mean they'll get away with it, but they're on ABC News, Fox, CNN, we played the clips, saying forced compulsory injections are coming. Does all this tie together with eugenics? Well, I was reading to you, Holdren, Obama science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control measures. Babies who are born out of wedlock or teenage mothers to be forcibly taken away from their mother by the government and put it up for adoption. Another purported measure would force single mothers to demonstrate to the government that they can care for their child, effectively introducing licensing to have children. He calls for licensing of children actually in here. And they talk about hunting down. Of course, they're already hunting down Christian families and grabbing their kids at homeschool. Implement a system of involuntary birth control where both men and women would be mandated to have an infertility device implanted in their body. Permanently sterilizing people who the authorities deemed who have been to have too many children. Formally passing a law that criminalizes having more than two children, similar to the one-child policy in communist China. They already demonize on the news families that have more than one kid. In fact, I have the newscast on Fox News saying having one more than one kid's bad for the earth. Shouldn't do it. In fact, Google for folks on screen right now. Having more than one child, bad for Earth. Or babies have bad carbon footprint. Or tax children for carbon footprint. This is a tax on human activity, on the 2.5 pounds of CO2 you put off a day that plants breathe. See, they're not putting a tax on cross-species genetic engineering that's very dangerous to the environment. They're not putting taxes on toxic waste being dumped in the ocean. They're not putting, no. This is a tax on what you exhale, brother, and their own government documents call it a tax on breathing to end the industrial system. There'll only be technology in government, technological reservations of highly advanced technology we won't even have access to, including life extension. There's the Times of London. Having large families is an eco-crime. Here, let's show people another one. Great job, guys. Print this one. Environment chief, British environment chief says, reduce British population to 30 million. He wants it forcibly cut in half, and that means euthanasia, sterilization, and they've done university studies. Watson wrote about it. Obama science advisor planned to sterilize population. The water supply already happening. They're already adding it to the water. Well water that cities pump out magically ends up with these chemicals in it. They're adding it. This is confirmed. It's happening right here in Austin as well. Now, I have the same headline out of Canada, the same headline out of Australia, and the same headline out of the U.S. Environment chief says we have to cut the U.S. population by half. Environment minister in Australia says we've got to cut Australian population in half. New Zealand, environment minister says they've got to cut the population in half. The same week, every environment minister from Cairo, Egypt, to England, to Scotland, to Ireland, to Canada, and the U.S., every major nation under IMF World Bank control came out with the headline you see. UK population must fall to 30 million, says environment chief. One of Gordon Brown's leading green advisors is to warn Britain must drastically reduce its population. See, to build a sustainable society from 60 million to 30 million. Now, already with the government programming, the British population is dropping by near half. The indigenous Britons have a 1.1 population replacement rate. England overall has a 1.4. For every mommy and daddy, they have 1.4 kids. And that's counting the hundreds of thousands of legal and illegal aliens brought in yearly that are now counted as domestic births. England is now approaching total collapse. Do you know what happens when you only start having one child for every parent? Within a generation, your population's cut in half, and then it's almost impossible to start breeding back to the last levels. The eugenicist Nazis are actually targeting Anglo-Saxons and Germanic tribes, and also Jews. They always pay to kill Jews for some reason. The U.S. paid Israel to radiate 110,000 Sephardic Jews, the brown Jews. So you have to understand, this eugenic society is Jews involved, Nazis involved, the Chinese publicly signed treaties to carry out the one-child policy under State Department Memorandum 200 to get the IMF World Bank money, India signed deals. Oh, you don't believe me? Just Google this for them then. Do Peru or India sign deal with IMF World Bank to reduce population? Or India signed deal to reduce population. And you can read the headlines going back 30 years. And they just grab women off the street and say, we're sterilizing you. We got to get that cash. And the politicians get to keep some of that cash themselves for hard cash, for nothing but paper printed up by the New World Order out of nothing. Those people will sell their own soul. Oh, but again, we shouldn't be talking about all this here. We should be talking about Michael Jackson. Now, that's important. See, folks, their propaganda is everywhere. Their eugenics propaganda, they're now selling us, and they're already putting in your water and your food and your vaccines. And for all of you out there that serve this system and believe in this system and like this system, for all of you out there who are into this, you are being attacked as well. That's the most important point I can make. Now, let me continue to go over this. The history, and I'm just going to be brief about this. There it is, forced sterilization in Peru. Committee on Women, Population, and Environment. That's a non-governmental UN organization right there telling you about it. Yeah, you can pull up the name of any country, Nigeria, Brazil, the United States, pull up forced sterilization of women in the United States. It's still going on, by the way. They drug these women up out of their minds. They do thousands of them a month still. And then they say, oh, sign a form, we can sterilize you. Then we'll let you go. Then they tire tubes and throw her back out on the street. And again, they've got their excuses. Oh, this is white trash, or, you know, this is a poor black lady. They deserve it. It's the precedent it sets, folks, and they're doing it to you. So get yourself a big glass of tap water and just, I love being self-medicated and all the other health problems it gives you. And this is the stuff we know they're doing. So the history of this is, 150 years ago, Sir Galton and others in England developed this plan of eugenics. By the turn of the last century, 109 years ago, it was adopted. The Rockefeller family, the Rothschild family, and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the elites had always believed in breeding and genetics and that their bloodlines were best, even before they had the term genetics. You know, kings and queens intermarrying, interbreeding, believing they had the royal bloodline. I assure you, kings and queens exist. Now, that's the history of it. They then loved the scientists that told them, you're the elites, you're the God race, you're the best, these are all inferior, we've got to cull them. Many other societies had done that. The Israelites had culled their enemies when they came into Israel. The Babylonians would cull their enemies. When they finally beat Hannibal, the Romans, they culled and killed whole cities. Julius Caesar in the Battle for Gaul talks about wiping out whole groups. Very old, ancient human instinct, total war to kill all your enemies. And so they cold-bloodedly decided, we will create an environmental movement 110 years ago, set up by John D. Rockefeller. He coined the term environmental movement and conservation. Nothing to do with it. It was all about stealing land and property. They then set up eugenics. By 1910, they were already killing babies out of the womb. The doctor would come and kill the baby, the poor person's baby. By the 1920s, if you made less than a B+, you were taken and sterilized. Hundreds of thousands a year. That's all mainstream news. I have the newsreels announcing how good it is. The government paid for newsreels are in my film saying how great it is in game. This is U.S. government before the movies and before they had TV. They would show newscasts before the movies. It's in here how they're killing you. And then Hitler went a little too quick, and it kind of freaked people out when they saw all the piles of dead bodies. And so Julian Huxley and Bertrand Russell and the King of England and others all met and said, we've got to figure out a way to sell people on doing this where they like it. And they said, well, Mr. Rockefeller has the plan of environmentalism. We'll teach them humans are bad, teach them we're overpopulated, teach them we're all going to die if we don't do this. Now they have all the dramas and TV shows and dystopic science fiction movies where they tell you this. And so they take your survival instinct and turn it against itself and say, we've got to get rid of humans or we're all going to die. And they have these situational ethics games like Survivor on TV, but that's a bigger model of lifeboat or spaceship. It's a game that public schools nationwide teach in the 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. I was indoctrinated in government programming myself. And they say there's a lifeboat, it's a federal grant, and there's only enough food for 5 people, but there's 10. And so we're going to have to vote on who dies. So they don't teach you to get outside the box, figure out how to survive, put up a plastic sail to collect rainwater, or, you know, things like that. They just teach you somebody's going to have to die. So it teaches you to think through solutions by killing fellow humans. And then in the game, they go, we need a social worker, we need a doctor, we need a bureaucrat. But they're taught that the artist dies and the antisocial person dies, and then sometime in the class, they teach us at university as well, someone resists being killed, and then they have someone who plays the part of a policeman who kills you. So your children are being simulated to murder you, and we're being simulated to take our old people and get rid of them. It's all murder, death, kill, basic programming. Hope you enjoy it. They now have more hardcore Soviet re-education camp where every major public school in the country I've seen in elementary school, normally fourth grade, third to fourth grade, they run in with police in camo saying, I'm homeschoolers for the Second Amendment, here to kill you. That's AP. Don't believe me? And they scream, we're homeschoolers when we're going to murder you. And then the parents always freak out because they're not told. The kids aren't told it's real. They defecate on themselves, go into catatonic states, are brain damaged and mentally ill for decades afterwards in many cases. And the federal grant is to create a psychotic break and to basically create a psychosis and make the children mentally ill. So that's a hardcore Soviet re-education camp, similar to type programming that the North Koreans would engage in. Again, it's all just incredibly hardcore. And remember, Times of London, Billionaire Club, bid to curb overpopulation. Now, Here's Rockefeller in the London Independent yesterday. Rockefeller Foundation, climate change will cause civilization to collapse. Well, they are artificially collapsing civilization is what is going on. See, and the globalists brag about this, and NPR even brags. Yeah, you know, the global slowdown is good for the environment because it shuts down our carbon footprint and teaches us to live within our means. And Al Gore and Prince Philip and Prince Charles all say that. And you can Google the headline, global slowdown or global depression, good for environment, good for carbon footprint. In fact, let's put that on screen for folks. And I'm showing you, the guys are finding these in like 20, 30 seconds. You can do the same thing. You don't have to believe any of what I'm saying. So they want to make you totally bankrupt, totally dependent on them, so they can carry out their black op extermination of you and your family. So I'll finish up with kind of the overview of this plan when we get back. Then we've got a guest coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. You're under eugenics attack. You might want to wake up and realize they're putting poison in your water and food to kill you.
If you'd like to quit smoking regularly,
of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Has always been cheap. There's lots of human beings. There's lots of slaves. But now life isn't just cheap. It's seen as a negative. The elite don't want us. There's too many of us. We're gobbling up environment and things they want because they're control freaks. They want us to get out of the way. They want us to die. And I say to the elite, how about if you think things are overpopulated, how about you get rid of yourselves first? How about you go first? How about you lead by example? But most of them say, oh, no, we have to be guardians of this. We have to help get rid of the humans that are parasites. Many of them say we're just parasites, period, and all of us do need to be killed. And Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, who said kill 90% of us and get standing ovations, showing the majority of scientists at these events that the news has covered supporting, he was in the news saying, yeah, I know my family's going to have to die and going to have to go as well. And I'm sad about it, but it's for the Earth when the time comes. And then he's on the official University of Texas website, dressed up in a druid outfit, talking about Lucifer. You cannot make this stuff up. Google Dr. Eric Pianca Lucifer, and you'll be on the UT website with him in a druid outfit. When he's not talking about he wants to kill everybody, he's talking about Lucifer. Now, here's Fox News. Upcoming military robot could feed on human dead bodies. Now, this is what Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, billionaire, said in 1999, or was it the 2000 April issue of Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, was the article. And he said, the elite said there's too many of us. They don't need us anymore for factories or agriculture. They have robotics. Soon robotic lines will be repairing robotic manufacturing lines. The military will convert to stealth aircraft that are remote controlled and that are AI controlled. And there'll be factories that service the aircraft that are going to be robotic. And there'll be very limited groups of humans that are needed. And the military is going to convert to robots. And I've talked to troops 10 years ago. They have super advanced robots, not just the swords they've already used to kill people in Iraq. Well, here's Fox News. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. See, the eugenicists are very macabre, very, very sick people. And Army reports in 68 said they would use humans to fuel their robotic system. I'm not the one saying this. I know it's crazy. I'm not the crazy one. I'm just reporting Fox News here. And it says Robotic Technology Inc. I want that group on. Tell the producer. Energetically autonomous tactical robot called the Eater can fight, ingest, and extract energy from biomass in the environment and other organically based energy sources, as well as use conventional and alternative fuels such as gasoline, heavy fuel, kerosene, diesel, propane, coal, cooking oil, solar, when sustainable, reads the company's website. See, the elite want hunter-killers, and they've said this. They're just going to turn loose. And so when you see a movie like Terminator, I read government documents from the 50s calling their robot drone system Skynet. I was in a private meeting with Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman, who was the former head of Star Wars, and he talked about the robotic fleet with me, but said I could only talk about what had been declassified and what NSA and others and other people involved with Star Wars had accidentally in speeches on C-SPAN let slip up. But that there's an entire robotic drone fleet in orbit that's got DU meteor guns, basically, meteor well weapons to decapitate the leadership. The point is, everything's going to a robotic fleet that's then robotically controlled, not human-piloted, and that is robotically serviced. And, folks, they're about 10 years away from this, and that way they can launch terror attacks, blame it on others. If the military refuses to have the drone aircraft take off with the nerve gas to kill every major city, the elite can just order this and sit back and watch it happen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.